And perhaps the best news is that the availability of this internet access has already been rolled out to all paid users in the US. So basically all of the use cases that you as a marketing navigator, Cloud user have had at your disposal are now that much more powerful. So things like research and sales enablement and content curation now have the power of real-time internet data behind them. And if there was one other area that Claude or Anthropic was kind of lagging behind the competition somewhat, other than that web access, it was voice capabilities and a voice mode. And so Claude is not backing down here either. They're reportedly working on voice capabilities for the AI platform, and apparently there are already voice prototypes in the work. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with a quick daily digest that is entirely about my favorite AI company and AI platform, Anthropic and Claude. So just a bunch of news and announcements coming out of Anthropic in the last couple of days. The biggest one probably coming today is the fact that Claude now finally has internet access. So we will talk a little bit more about that, but we're also going to talk about the fact that a voice mode is also in the works for Claude. Absolutely hyped on both of those updates. Again, my favorite tool just got a whole lot more powerful and easier to use. And then finally, we will talk a little bit about a new enterprise push that Anthropic is making and what use cases and features they plan to implement for knowledge workers, particularly knowledge workers who spend a great deal of time in spreadsheets or meetings or in very data-heavy tasks. Major shout out to Rundown.ai for including these updates in yesterday's newsletter. Navigators, I've said it once and I'll say it again. If you haven't subscribed to the Rundown.ai newsletter, you are 100% missing out on what I think is the best AI newsletter available. So let's go ahead and get into it. Again, apologies for my voice, still battling my way out of this cold, so hopefully we'll only have to deal with my croaky cold voice for another episode or two. But first, the news that Claude can now access the internet. This is a huge update for Claude, again, leading the AI community in a lot of different ways as far as performance and writing capability, depending on who you ask, but always having lagged behind in its ability to connect to the internet, which is obviously a hugely impactful feature for these AI tools. So if you are a fan of Claude, then you likely know that having the internet to enhance its accuracy on different tasks and responses will take an already incredibly capable model and juice it up even more. Now, several models that we talk about on the show and have used before have access to the internet, so it shouldn't be unfamiliar when we talk about the key features of this web search capability or this web access announcement. You're going to get things like real-time information, citations, and transparency for the information that's being provided. Of course, you're not just going to get a typical list of search results. You're going to get that conversational format of a response. And perhaps the best news is that the availability of this internet access has already been rolled out to all paid users in the US. So basically, all of the use cases that you as a marketing navigator, Claude user, have had at your disposal are now that much more powerful. So things like research and sales enablement and content curation now have the power of real-time internet data behind them. And if there was one other area that Claude or Anthropic was kind of lagging behind the competition somewhat, other than that web access, it was voice capabilities and a voice mode. And so Claude is not backing down here either. They're reportedly working on voice capabilities for the AI platform, and apparently there are already voice prototypes in the work. As you may know, and as we mentioned before, Anthropic and Claude is actually powering the new Alexa Plus for Amazon. So they're exploring partnerships and integrations with Amazon for this upcoming voice capability, but they're also exploring a partnership with 11 Labs, which I would be hugely excited for, probably another one of our favorite tools on the AI Marketing Navigator. So this is just another huge step towards a new way of interacting with another one of these AI models and technology in general. We talk a lot about the evolution of voice search and voice input into these models and voice interaction and engagement with these AI assistants. And I really do believe that it is going to be the future of input output with technology. Finally, is the news that Anthropic is ramping up their focus on enterprise use cases and enterprise applications with the chief product officer of Claude, Mike Krieger, having said that they're targeting users who quote unquote spend all day in meetings or in Excel or in Google Docs. And they're looking to create features that streamline those workflows. And again, I pulled that quote out of the Rundown.ai newsletter from yesterday. One particular use case that they're presenting is meeting preparation. So helping salespeople prepare for prospect meetings and generating reports and insights on your prospects, on the companies that you're targeting, crafting agendas or posing important questions or topics to make sure that get covered in your meetings, whether they're with clients or internal meetings or again, sales meetings. There are a great deal many meeting assistant AI tools out there. We just talked about Zoom's AI companion updates yesterday, but it's exciting to see one of the more capable models, one of the more nuanced and intuitive models becoming available to us as a meeting preparation assistant. I am super excited to have Claude in my corner to help me prepare for meetings. Additional enterprise use cases that they're focusing on are collaboration tools, cybersecurity, accounting and finance, and HR recruiting. So an absolutely huge couple of days for Claude. They are coming out swinging, adding internet access, planning to incorporate voice mode, and beefing up their practicality and usability for enterprise level businesses and organizations. So again, if you are a marketer out there who has been using Claude, then the tool just got a whole lot more powerful and a whole lot more seamless to use. Or maybe you've gone away from Claude because it didn't have that internet access, or you're a huge fan of voice mode and voice interaction. You can't do that conveniently with Claude. Well, now you no longer have an excuse, because Claude has now very much closed the only couple of gaps that I really believe it had between itself and the other state-of-the-art leading AI models: ability to access the internet and voice mode interaction. So that definitely makes this a winning day for Anthropic and for Claude. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.